thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our service a blessing to you today. Opening our service with a selection, The Old Rugged Cross Made the Difference.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope on the shell of a man.
In a hand with a nail prints stretched outward.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that Jesus was willing to go to that old rugged cross for me. I'm so thankful today for the privilege of being a part of the family of God through His redeeming grace. And I'm thankful for the privilege are presenting this gospel broadcast to this precious people today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. I know you love each one, so minister to them and bless them, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue now with the selection, The Lord Raised Me. Subject for today's broadcast, the risen Christ. And we read as a text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 13 down through 20. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and our faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if it be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Now, first of all, some facts about the resurrection. Christ, his was a bodily resurrection. Jesus came to earth in human form. He lived in a human body, and he was physically crucified. Joseph and Nicodemus took that body down off of the cross and laid it in Joseph's new tomb where no one else had been buried. The same body that was laid in Joseph's tomb was resurrected. The disciples did not come and steal away his body, as the soldiers were paid to lie and to say. The disciples did not believe the message of the resurrection when they first heard it. Jesus had to show Thomas his hands and his side for him to believe there in the upper room. And when Thomas saw, then he said, "My God," and he believed. And Jesus said, "Blessed are they who have not seen that believe, and do not have to see to believe." Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week. Now, when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. Mark chapter 16 and verse 9. He was resurrected on the third day, as he said he would be. As the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus on the first day of the week, a stranger joined them and joined in with their conversation. And Jesus, although he did not identify himself to them at that time, he asked some questions, and they said, "You a stranger around here? Haven't you heard? This is the third day since these things happened." Luke chapter 24 and 21. Those living upon the earth when Christ comes and those resurrected will be changed and caught up together. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15:52. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. The resurrection is an historical fact. Angels testified to it. He is not here. He is risen as he said. All four of the Gospels declare it. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. Mary and others came to the tomb. The angel said to them, "He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord laid." And that's verse 26 of Matthew 28. And then in Mark 16, 1 through 9, the angel told the ladies, "Go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him." And that's verse 7 of that passage of Scripture from Mark. And then in Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 10, the angel said to the women, "Why seek you the living among the dead?" And that's verse 5 of the passage of Scripture from Luke. And then in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 8, Peter and John went in the tomb and saw the linen clothes lying there. And that's verse 20 of That's verse 6 of chapter 20. Jesus was seen with over 500 after his resurrection, for he spent 40 days on earth before he returned to the Father. Peter boldly told the people who marveled at the healing of the lame man at the gate Beautiful that it was through faith in the one they had crucified and God had raised from the dead that this man stood there whole before them. And of course, Peter was talking about Jesus Christ, whom they had crucified and whom God had raised from the dead. Paul was a strong defender of the resurrection of the Savior. In our text, he predicated Christianity on it. If it is not true, then the whole structure falls. The Apostle Paul declared, "But now is Christ risen from the dead," 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. Paul also said, "If Christ was not raised from the dead, we have no Savior. If Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins." 1 Corinthians 15 and 17. Believing in the resurrection is required to be saved. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 we read, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." When we look at the three special holy seasons, Passover, First Fruits, and Pentecost, Passover symbolized the death of the Lamb of God, and the First Fruits symbolized the resurrection of the Son of God. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. Christ's resurrection is a sample of ours. His resurrection was real, and so will ours be. When God, by the Holy Spirit, raised him from the dead, he thus demonstrated the exceeding greatness of his power. So we read in Ephesians 1 and 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? Who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places. Just so with ours. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. His resurrection is a pledge of our resurrection. The importance of the resurrection. Can you see Christians gathered around a tomb where the body of Jesus is supposed to be today? Absurd. It is true, millions gather at Muhammad's tomb, but they don't believe in a Savior. The story is told about a Christian and a Muslim having a conversation, and this Muslim said to the Christian, "You have an empty tomb. We have a tomb where Muhammad is." And the Christian said to the Muslim, "That's what makes the difference. Yes, the fact that we have an empty tomb and a risen Savior is what makes the difference. He is not here. He is risen. He that has the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God has not life. I am come," Jesus said, "that you may have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." The distinguishing characteristics of Christianity, its founder is alive forevermore. Its founder and foundation, a living stone. The Church of God rests secure upon this fact. Yes, the Church of God is built on that solid rock, and we have a Savior that is alive forevermore. It springs and fountainhead from which all the blessings of God flow. "He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." So we read in John 7 and 38. "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, So Jesus told the woman there at the well, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:13-14. And the woman set her water pot down, because the water that Jesus told her about can't be carried around on her head in a pot. She went into the village, told him, "Come see a man, hear a man that told me all things that ever I did." And so they came out and they listened to Jesus and his teachings. And later they told this woman, "Now we believe that he is the Messiah, not because of what you said, but because of what we have heard." The gospel message receives its inspiration from the truth of the resurrection. If it was not for the resurrection, we would have a dead letter and not the gospel. Paul said the gospel is the power of God unto everyone that believeth. Believeth what? Believeth that Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered, bled, and died on the cross, and rose again the third day. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Because of this fact, he is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto him or unto God by him. A living Christ keeps and preserves us from all evil. Let me repeat that again. A living Christ keeps and preserves us from all evil. The apostles laid down their lives defending this truth. Paul, in Athens, Greece, told them of the God that was unknown to them. And he told them of the true and the living God. He told them also about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And you know what some of them said? When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, they mocked him and said he was talking about something strange and new. And others said, "We will hear you again of this matter." So we read in Acts 17:38-2. "Today we worship not before some tomb, but a risen, triumphant, victorious, and glorified Christ." Do you know this living Lord? Is he your Savior? If not, let me encourage you to seek him, for Jesus Christ tasted death for every man, and whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Our Father, we thank you for your precious Son, how that he came into this world and suffered and bled and died on that old rugged cross to make it possible for us to be delivered from the bondage of sin and to be a part of the family of God. We are told in the Scripture, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us so much, for giving your only begotten Son, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And we are thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel today with this precious congregation. We know that you have your eye upon each and every one, and we trust that what has been said has proven to be a blessing to our congregation. So we pray, our Father, you'll take our broadcast, use it for your glory and for the good of souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and it is our prayer and our desire that it be a real blessing to you. And if it is, why not write and let us know? It would be an encouragement to us if you would. And our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that we have an archive of our magazine there on our webpage. In fact, we have a number of years of the magazine there on our archives, and you can read our monthly magazine as well as listen to the broadcast. And we do have an archive of our broadcasts also, and you can download them and listen to one that you may have missed or one that you might want to hear again. www.wayoftruth.org. And we also invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. And our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service begins at 7 on Wednesday evening. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And we do thank you for being a part of our broadcast congregation today. And we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Scars on the back of my sin.